It is here. It's the first day of spring football practice. Let's go. We've waited so long, Zach, to see Alex Golish's first Auburn team on the field.
And today's
obviously all eyes on Byron Brown. Yep. All eyes on, you know, the 40 guys from South Florida that made it over. Slightly exaggerating, but slightly.
Only 300% or so. That's not that much.
Sure. But obviously, I think a lot of people just want to see something different. And Alex Golish and the culture he's going to instill, we hope, we think, we pray, is going to be drastically different than what we saw in the previous regime. And that does all start, at least publicly, to some extent. I mean, we're only going to get, you know, we only got a few minutes and, you know, we'll get interviews and all that. But culturally, publicly, it starts today. Yeah.
I don't think all workout videos are created equal. I think the stuff they've put out in the last couple of months is just looks different. Not that the players look different or that any, but the tone of these videos is different. And I think that's, I think we get to see that today and over the next few weeks leading up to A-Day. Like, I'm as interested, Zach, in watching the coaches, especially offensively, install this offense and just deal with the players. I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah, well, I do agree with you. Not all workout videos are created equal, but these send a different message than previous years did.
Yeah.
This year's or this offseason's, it sends the message of competition while building up teammates, not just I'm lifting and squatting a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And it goes back to one central message. And I'm sure it'll come up a lot throughout spring, even today. Be who you say you are.
Yeah.
If you say you're this elite pass rusher or this elite receiver or this guy who's going to do everything he can to outwork everybody around, do it.
Yep.
Do it. Don't just say that. And that's something that Alex Golish has said since he's been here. This applies to him as well. Culture starts at the top. That was a bad thing for Auburn over the last few years, I think. Now I think it's about to be a good thing with the culture starting at the personality of the head coach. Because what did he say in his first presser? And he's kind of said it over and over and over again, that nobody's going to work harder than these guys. Okay. Be who you say you are.
Yeah.
And so far, I think he is who he says he is.
If you say, I believe, I did this last week and it started the creeding Tuesday.
Are you about to creed?
We got in trouble for it, by the way, didn't we? We got in trouble for playing music from that group.
That's true.
We can't play music from them
anymore. No, but you can still creed on a Tuesday.
Sure. If you say you're an Auburn man and you believe it's a practical world and you can only count on what you earn, therefore you believe in work, hard work, be that guy.
Yeah, you just creeded right in front of everybody.
Sure did.
You created yourself.
If I say that I believe in a sound mind, a sound body, a spirit that's not afraid, and in clean sports that develop these qualities, be who you say you are.
There it is.
Byron Brown, you say you wanted this opportunity. You're the leader. You're the, you know, you're ready for a breakout. Be who you say you are. And he's been the star of all these videos that have come out over the last month. Every one of them, almost without fail, at some point has a short snippet of him encouraging his teammates. Not just him doing something superhuman, but him trying to be a leader in workouts.
Yeah.
So if you're a leader, be who you say you are. Here we go. It's day one of Byron Brown as Auburn's quarterback.
Yeah, it starts a new era. And I love the consistency of saying this is our guy. And we kind of saw like a smaller version of that with Jackson last year.
Yeah.
As far as, okay, yeah, going to media days. And, you know, there were these reports that kind of came out over the summer that, you know, they were telling the defense to take it easy on him. I'm like, uh-oh. And then, you know, they they brought out Jackson next to Hugh and post-game pressers, and it's like, goodness, y'all got to stop doing that. And they eventually did. If you lose enough, that will eventually happen. But this is different. It seems more calculated and orchestrated. Like, I love that he's going with Golish to all of these ambush events. Like, I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it. And I understand that there's some logistic pluses to do this too, as far as, you know, making sure you know, he's taken care of. But still, I think the intentionality behind pushing Byram is a good thing. They're not falling into him. They went out and got him, and they say, you are the face of this program.
Yeah.
As soon as you sign the dotted line, and thankfully he did sign it several months ago, and he's the face of Auburn football right now.
Have you noticed how many camps are being pushed by Alex Golish on social media?
Yeah, I am. I have noticed that.
That's something I didn't notice as much before. I haven't noticed youth camps, summer camps, women's camps, camps. They're going to work a lot over the summer. They're not shying away from really anything to this point. Going to do a few launch events? Great. Going to do a whole summer more of ambush events, and not just one or two. Going to do a bunch of them. Coach, are you willing to do this? Yes, let's do it. He's not giving them a whole lot of no's at this point when it comes to working to promote the program and put it in front of Auburn people.
Well, he loves it. He loves it.
Loves the process, the grind.
He loves
the job.
Everything about football. The on-field stuff, the off-the-field stuff, every single detail that it takes to, like, turn a program around, because we saw him do it in South Florida.
Yeah.
We need this.
Yep.
I think Harsin loved aspects of it. I think Freeze loved aspects of it.
Yeah.
Every time you hire a guy like Alex Golish that is unproven at this level, has shown signs that we think can translate to being a head coach of this. That's why you kind of take – but. A lot of these coaching moves don't work out. You're taking chances.
Mm-hmm.
You hope you get a guy that is obsessive and really kind of a psycho when it comes down to it, as far as every single detail, leaving no stone unturned.
Yeah.
But also loving every single bit of it.
Yeah.
Early on, it does seem like a lot of those boxes are being checked.
Yeah. Which is what makes me, again, so excited about today and the next few weeks. Because if he handled all the other stuff the way he's handled it, how jacked is he to be on the practice field today? How excited, like, that edge, that little bit of cockiness, the brashness, now he's on the field. Now he's on the field.
Yeah, it's months and months of work for this moment.
Yeah.
Putting this roster together in such a short, quick amount of time, and combining the guys you brought in to the guys that you fought to keep this, you know, to for them to stay. And all right, you know, in the film sessions and these workouts that you were talking about a second ago, it's like, all right, it's for this. If we don't win here on the practice field, then it doesn't matter. None of this matters. And I just think the level of intentionality. Like, they did a mock practice last week is what I was told. And I'm not saying that that hasn't been done here, but I haven't heard of it being done
right
here. But they don't want to waste a second. And that's the level of detail that I think we've been missing.
Well, and you know why? Because they believe in education, which gives them the knowledge to work wisely and trains their mind and hands to work skillfully.
You just created again. Yep.
You get a little on you. How's everybody feeling about that today? Roback, Zach, Roback. Use promo code BARN20. BARN20 to get the best in the quarter zips and the hoodies and the polos. Take like 2 hours, go through their full selection of polos and come up with something that fits your style. From the plain to the really wild and wacky, they have it at roback.com, R-H-O-B-A-C-K, roback.com. Promo code BARN20 to save 20% on the entire order. 3,000 yards. That's the returning production just from last season from Auburn's running backs. Different places.
Yeah.
But 3,000 yards. They want to run like crazy. And Byron Brown is key factor number one in the running game. But that's the group that I want to see them just aesthetically and like knowing the importance of the offense. Yeah, it's offensive line. Yeah, but you have four standouts back there.
When you say Byron is the key part of the running game, what do you mean by that? Break that down for me.
Well,
he'll be the most productive. He'll get the most attempts. What do you mean?
No, but how he plays as a runner and a passer will lead to more productivity from the other running backs as well. Like, I don't think he's the primary runner, but the ability to keep it and run it himself means maybe a defensive end has to wait a little longer to commit, which means maybe now when you hand off to the running back, you actually make the handoff when you read the defensive end. He's got a little more space, more time to make a cut. And then when he does keep it and the passing game opens up the running game and so on and so forth. So I think your quarterback's always the key cog to your running game.
Yeah.
I don't think it's any different.
No, I'm not pushing back on that at all. I do think you're going to see him run it less this year compared to last year. Mm-hmm. He had 175 attempts last year.
Yeah.
I think that number goes down.
Okay.
Cobb had 175 attempts last year. I think that number goes down. But I do think his yards per carry might go up, which is exciting. And I'm sure Jeremiah would take that. There is so much happening outside of my door right now.
Oh, no.
Is the mic picking it up?
Not at all.
There's chaos.
I hope you're okay. Yeah. By the way, 175 is 14 and a half carries a game.
You're 14 and a half carries a game.
No, it doesn't always work. How many a game do you think he gets? How many times do you think you let your 1,000-yard rusher of a quarterback carry? I mean, why don't you want him to carry it that many times?
It's not that I don't want him to. I just don't think he will. I don't think you have all those running backs and you don't use them.
Okay.
I also think 175 carries from a physicality standpoint, from a load management standpoint in the league. SEC is different than, you know, at South Florida.
Okay.
So I mean, look at what Hendon Hooker did at Tennessee. He had like 400 or 500 yards rushing.
Yeah.
That year. I think that's kind of where he'll live. I think we're going to have a lot of guys that, you know, that carry in a football game. And I think that's good.
Okay. So you don't subscribe to the find one feature back and let him carry most of the time. Like, you're okay with guys splitting carries fairly evenly?
Well, that's what Alex Golish has done at his previous stop. I mean, this isn't about what I think, but it's about what Alex Golish has done at his previous stops. And so, you know, there's a lot of folks in the comment section here or on social media or on, you know, on Locked On where it's discussions about like, oh, I think Cobb's going to get 1,000 yards. I'm like, okay, like I think he's capable of getting 1,000 yards. We saw that last year. We wanted him to get the ball more, and he was close to 1,000 yards. So I don't think it's a capability thing. I think it's the opportunity going to be there.
Yeah.
That's my big question.
Guys are coming from different offenses, but Bryson Washington, 788 yards, 6 touchdowns, 5.1 a carry. Nekai Davenport, 7 touchdowns, 6.2 per carry. As the second running back in the offense, 6.2 yards per carry. This reminds me a little bit of when Auburn had Tank Bigsby and a freshman Jarquez Hunter. And boy, Tank took the punishment and Jarquez came in and kind of benefited from the fact that Tank took a lot of the punishment, because when he went in, he was the home run threat, got big chunks of yardage. Different offense again. I get that. But so I guess one of the questions that we will have, and we won't even get this answered, I don't think, in spring, is are guys like Davenport and Tay Meadows and Omar Mabson, are they break glass in case of emergency running backs? Or are you going to actually split carries among four guys in a game? Five, when you count your quarterback. Like, is Tay Meadows going to get three carries a game? Is Nekai Davenport going to get 4 or 5 carries a game?
I mean, probably not.
Right.
Well, it might average out to that. If, like, are Jeremiah Cobb and Bryson Washington going to be 100% for every game this season? Like, probably not.
Fair question, yeah.
Probably not. Nothing against them, nothing against their durability or toughness or whatever. It's just
running back's a tough spot.
Running back's tough, SEC's tough, the load management, the load that you carry is tough there. So so it might average out to that, Brad, but I don't think it's going to look like that from a game to game type situation.
Gotcha. All right. Okay, for the sake of time,
you know where Cobb is all time for Auburn rushing? I found it. You want to guess where he ranks all time in Auburn rushing history?
28th.
38th. I would have thought it was higher too.
I was trying to figure out what number was low enough that it wasn't insulting, because I didn't think he was top 20 or 25. Yeah. So
it's at 1283.
Yeah. They just didn't use him all that much the first
year. If he can get to 2000 this year, so 800, that would put him into the top 20.
Put him in the top 20. Okay. Mm-hmm. Home run hitter. I mean, touchdowns to carries ratio, he has to be up there.
Right.
We'll do that dive sometime, but he's got to be up there.
All right.
Okay. Win-loss projections. You have this, right? The win-loss projections for Auburn. I feel like we've done this the last 2 years. We're like, these are way too low. And they wind up not being too low.
If anything, they've been too high the last few years. Yeah. Over under, this is according to FanDuel, 6.5 wins in 2026.
I'm the wrong guy for this, because every single stinking stupid year, I'm like, that's insulting.
There's a few interesting ones, though, in the SEC, and I think Auburn's kind of right in the middle of that.
Yeah.
At 6.5, but like, you know, Baylor's at 6.5 as well, which is interesting because Auburn plays Florida at 7.5.
Yeah.
Which is fascinating to me. But the most interesting one, in my opinion, is Ole Miss is at 7.5.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So they expect a big fallback for Ole Miss. See, I thought Alabama's was interesting.
Tennessee's at 7.5. I actually haven't looked at Alabama's.
Yeah. I think theirs was 8.5.
8.5, yeah.
So like 9-3 for them would be.
Gosh, their schedule's so easy too. I'm surprised it is that low.
Yeah. See, that was the most interesting one to me. I also noticed how many of them are 6.5, 7.5, 8.5. Not a lot of 10.5 projections out there. So what do you think? Right now is, you know, day one spring. If everybody's, I don't want to even do if everybody's healthy, or you can't predict injuries and you can't predict health. So just right now today, 6.5.
I think the line's about right. I think Auburn's going to go 7-5. Okay. So the, you know, if you win your non-conference games, that's 3. And then it's like, can you find 4 SEC games going into the season where you're like, yes, Auburn will win those. You can find a handful that you're like, Auburn should win those. Like, they should beat Vandy at home. I think they should beat Florida at home. They should beat Arkansas at home. They should beat Mississippi State on the road.
Yeah.
But Auburn hasn't won those types of games over the last few years. Does that change instantly with Alex Golish and Byron Brown? It could. It certainly could.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a real chance that, like, after, like, on October 1st, this projected win total looks vastly different.
If you look vastly different.
Maybe. We'll see. See if I look vastly different on October 1st.
What do you think the biggest difference will be?
If you beat Florida and Vanderbilt. If you do beat
About you looking vastly different. What do you think the biggest difference will be?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't really think I'll look all that different. Gosh, I could grow like handsome. I grow like a 4-inch beard and shave.
Don't
my
shave
head.
Until October 1st.
Oh no!
Can you commit to that?
No, I might grow the beard back, but I won't not shave until October 1st.
Neither of us shave until October 1st.
I'm not going to look like ZZ Top up here, Zach. I'm not going to do it.
I don't know what he looks like. Hold on.
ZZ, what he looks like?
Oh, it's a band. I thought that was a person.
Yeah, no, look up what he... No, ZZ Ward is a person. ZZ Top is a band. ZZ Ward.
Does everybody in the band have beards?
Yes. Yeah. Look him up.
Dude, I didn't know.
Yeah, I know. ZZ Ward, they're in Oxford, by the way, Alabama. Musician.
They're in Oxford, Alabama on April 30th.
Okay.
And then they're at LaGrange on September 19th. So
yeah. Well, that's about where they are right now. They've been around a long time.
Yeah. Playing in LaGrange and Oxford. That's crazy.
Well, they're older guys. Like they're not going to go sell out the BJCC, or they're not going to sell out Atlanta at this point.
I'm not judging. But Hey,
every girl is crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
I've heard that.
That's ZZ Top.
There's chaos happening outside my door right now. One of them ran into the door.
No.
What it sounds like.
What was the movie with Will Smith and the aliens that would come out at, not aliens, but like the mutants that would come out at
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. Yeah. You're like Will Smith and I Am Legend right now. Stuff outside, trying to get in, trying to break the door down.
Yep.
Just
hiding in the bathtub at night. Yep. Yeah.
Just watch out for the dog.
That's
right. Watch out for the dog. So yep. Do you need to go?
Probably.
Probably. Okay. Hey, we didn't say a word. Top five baseball tonight, 4 o'clock today, 4 o'clock. Bundle up, get there. NIT tonight.
Yes.
Fairly important game. Just lose it and see.
Right.
So big stuff going on.
Hope your big stuff. Did. All right. I think that does it for today's show.
All right, legend. Hey, please subscribe. Thank you for watching. Thanks for listening. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.